Blessings. I'm gospel recording artist Appointed. Please stay tuned for Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, created and hosted by Apostle John E. Ross.
Trying to do what's right, but end up doing.
Lord,
Every circumstance that I face leads me to a chance
to bless your name.
Nothing stays the same, it will always change. Believe, have faith while you bless his name.
Oh, bless.
Blesses and favor.
Oh, bless.
Favor follows me everywhere I go. Its benefits are loaded as I walk and go. Nothing stays the same, it will always change. Believe and faith while you bless your name.
Oh, bless.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, I am your gospel radio apostle, Apostle John E. Ross, creator and host of this podcast, lead apostle and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 5 of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. And Kingdom, our guest for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is Pastor John M. A. Bibbs. Kingdom, Pastor John Mark Anthony Bibbs is the senior pastor of Repairers Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Pastor Bibbs is a musician, a singer, songwriter whose powerhouse vocals and contagious energy are sure to bring down any house. Therefore, he writes from a heart of passion and life experiences and aims to share them with the world. Pastor John M. A. Bibbs, welcome to Let's Talk to the Lord.
Glory, glory. Glad to be here. Great to be a part of this wonderful session today. Thank you so much.
Amen. And Pastor Bibbs, please tell the kingdom a little more about you. Who is John Mark Anthony Bibbs in the kingdom of God?
I am, first of all, I am a son to Bishop Herman and Susile Bibbs. And matter of fact, I am the third child of 9 children, or I should say 11 children, and connected to ministry, been in a part of ministry my whole life. Started, I'm a preacher's kid by trade, I should say, and I was there from the beginning, and just love God. I have 5 beautiful children. I have lovely grandchildren, a church, a pastor here in Birmingham. So I just love God, love ministry, and continue to do his work.
Amen. And Pastor John Bibbs, please introduce our topic, begin our discussion, and let's go to the Word of God.
Our topic today is simply staying the course. And I truly want you to understand when I speak staying the course that it's so important that you understand that your purpose in life, anything that you do, it is derivative to a course. A course is simply a move without obstruction and flow. I think each and every one of us have a course of life that we go through. You know, every one of us have a course of life that we are evolved in or we are connected to. Each and every one of us have a purpose on this earth. When I was thinking about this, I began to think about course, and the Lord dropped in my spirit cycles. That we all are on a cycle in life. We all have a cycle in life. There are 5 things that are attached to a cycle. The first thing is abuse. Abuse is a corrupt practice or custom. The second thing is appetite. That's connected to a cycle. And simply appetite is any of the instinctive desires necessary to keep up organic life, especially. And then the next thing is attraction. A force of acting mutually between. A cycle also is, if you know about it, especially in our times, that curses are connected to cycles. We know we heard the generational curse before. We heard that so many times, but that's a cycle if not broken. And then the final thing that I feel is connected to cycle is healed. There's a heal cycle. Each of us needs to go through a healing process, whether it's physically or whether it's mentally. Now, what is a cycle? A cycle is a course or series of events or operations that recur regularly and usually lead back to the starting point. And I think that's good that we say that, because if a cycle leads us back to the starting point, we know that the scripture said, before I formed thee, I knew thee, I spent time with thee. That means that we spent time with God. So our cycle is to eventually, in the end, to go back to the end to him again if we receive Jesus as our Savior. So what I want you to understand today, the simple thing that there are many types of cycles. And I want to deal with 6 types of cycles. The first cycle is generational cycle. And a generational cycle is that generational cycle is connected to the family. It's connected to something that you've been a part of. It could be a church. It could be a ministry. But mostly when we hear about it, it's connecting us to a family. But here's what I want you to understand today, that there are no generational curses on you anymore, because Christ redeemed that on the cross, and we leave it there. And we must understand that Galatians says this. Galatians 3:13-14 says in the Message Bible, simply says this: to know deep lasting joy, we have to truly know Christ. The next cycle is the mental cycle. The mental cycle is deals with relating to the mind. The next cycle is the physical cycle, and I understand that cycle very well, especially myself as being connected. Myself, I have changed my diet and did some things different with my body. I've kind of went to a vegan-type lifestyle, and I was on this medicine, and I was taking this metformin, and I was taking all this medicine, and God put the church on a fast, and he told us to take the meat out of our diet. And I took the meat out of my diet and went back to my doctor just the other week, and he said, your numbers have been better than ever before. But if I had to continue the cycle of doing that wrong, my body would have never been healed physically. So there's always a physical cycle. And here's the next thing, the financial cycle. Financial cycle is money or other liquid resources from the government or business or groups or individuals. There's something that's connected to financial cycle because we all get paid at a certain time. We're looking for money at a certain time. But it's also a flow of money that comes from God when we put in first and not giving. When we make sure that we take care of the house of God and begin to bless people and love others, God will continue to pour back into us. And the final cycle is the spiritual cycle. There's a spiritual cycle that we should go on, and how we should do that is, I like to say it like this, invite God into your day so he can help you along the way. And the way that you do that is to simply make sure you pray in the morning, make sure that you read your word, and make sure you spend time worshiping God with some type of song, or you can minister a song to God with your own voice. When you invite God into your day, you create a beautiful spiritual cycle. The reference of scripture that we were focusing on, Luke chapter 12, verse 48 says, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of the stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. But for unto whomsoever much is given of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will walk and will ask the more. God has given us all approach to life. The scripture says, to whom much is given, much is required. That's much suffering. That's much pain. That's much hurt. But I like this part because there's much favor. There's much joy. There's much peace. There's much finances. When we stay committed and stay the course and stay connected to God, he'll truly, truly pull us out if we remember to stay the course. Back to you, Apostle Ross.
Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you preaching here this morning. Kingdom, our topic for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is staying the course. And truly, to some, this may seem like a topic that is a little off kilter, meaning out of harmony or off balance for this period in time because of the virus by which life has been halted from what we have known. And in the midst of the pandemic, we have had an outbreak of racial tension, protests, violence, police brutality, etc., and a presidential election. And in many ways, with the social distancing and the decrease in the number of people when we gather together and numerous other situations, the more proper forward way would seem to be to back up. Or decrease, or close up, or just completely stop. But what God is saying here is not to embrace fear, but to focus and position ourselves from a sound mind perspective. And the power of the Holy Spirit, understand, we have to work for God smarter, safer, and in creative different ways to obtain God's goal and purpose. Not just for our personal families, but once our families are stabilized, to also not forget that our purpose has not stopped. Yes. Truly, God knew before he created this world that the pandemic would come. So we cannot forget about the body of Christ and to ask the Lord how we should reach out to the community in which we live, because the power of the gospel is needed now more than ever. Apostle Luke declared in the 47th chapter of the 12th verse, that servant who knows his master's will Master meaning God through Jesus, but does not get ready or follow his instructions will be beaten with blows, meaning figuratively. But because of the consequences of sin and rebellion and disobedience, the consequences can be severe at times and can manifest in a physical manifestation or situation. Verse 48, but the one who is unknowingly does things worthy of punishment will be beaten with few blows. For everyone who has been given, much, much will be given. One who has been given much, much will be required. And for him who has been entrusted with much, even more will be demanded. Pastor Bibbs, I am not sure for you how it's been, but for me, I found myself busier and at a higher demand in other areas. I noticed an increase in ministry in the midst of trying to figure out what's next and how to proceed forward. Verse 49, I have come to ignite a fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled, meaning a fire of judgment, a fire that purifies, and a fire that shows God's glory and the miracle-working power, a fire that ignites within our inner man, that stirs up the gift, a fire that draws people to it, a fire that propels, a fire that dismisses religion, myths, traditions, and everything that is contrary to the will of God. Not a fire necessarily to destroy, but the destruction manifests through the unrepentance, unforgiveness, rebellion, and disobedience. But the goal of the judgment is to burn up chaff, meaning a threshing to get rid of the weeds. And Jesus is declaring, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Kingdom, understand, even in the midst of the pandemic, from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. This word is not just to the rich and to the wealthy, but includes us who are blessed with a wealth of talents, knowledge, time, and the like to be used to the glory of God. Kingdom, when our Master Jesus returns, he wants to find us faithful, wise, and giving whatever you have to help our fellow man. Kingdom, never ask the less. We know about God and God's gift that means the less we'll have to do. This is false. It is to teach, then to teach to encourage. If you don't have money, give encouragement. Give your time to help. But as our topic declares, stay the course. Kingdom, the reason for many lashes or blows or beatings is the result of Genesis 18 and 25, where Moses declared, for be it for you to do such a thing, to say the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. Apostle Timothy declared in 1 Timothy 6 and 20, guard what God has entrusted to you. Avoid godless, foolish discussions with those who oppose you with their so-called knowledge. In 2 Timothy 1 and 12, he further declared that this is why I am suffering as I am, yet this is no cause for shame, because I know who I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard that which I committed unto him. I will end my apostle's descent with 2 Timothy 1 and 14, to guard to the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who live in us. Pastor John Bibbs, please give us the final words on our topic of discussion, staying the course.
I would like to go here because you said something so powerful about transforming your thinking in your mind. And I recall to the scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and I'm reading from the ESV version. It says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that yes. by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Here's what I want you to do. Here's some steps. Number one, you need to transform the way that you are, where you do something normally. Be unique and peculiar, because God does not want us to look the same. Whatever you do, you don't have to be like the next person. You don't have to preach like Bishop Jakes. You don't have to sing like Yolanda Allen, but be the person that God has called you to be. The next thing is transform your appearance. If you need a haircut, if you need to do something different, buy some new clothes, maybe cut your hair off a little bit or shave your beard, whatever the case may be, transform your appearance. I like to tell them, I know when I tell them sometimes when they're talking in church, I say, you might have to go buy you a few teeth to make yourself look good, but that's okay. Transform your appearance. Whatever you need to do to make yourself look just a little bit better, transform your appearance. And finally, transform your character. Yeah. Because your character only God sees. When your character speaks out, when nobody but God sees you, when you spend time working on those issues, your own soul salvation, when you begin time doing that, then God will bring out in you that thing that he wants you to have within yourself. When you focus on God and he'll lead you to, we can never be perfect, but a strive to perfection will be so much great when you keep God in it. Back to you, Apostle Ross.
Amen. Pastor Bibbs, please introduce yourself to the kingdom.
I am John M. A. Bibbs, which is, the M means Mark Anthony. And I just want you to know that God truly has so much in store for me as a pastor and for you. And also, if you need to find me, you can actually find me in a lot of different places, but you can actually go straight to www.johnmabibbs.com. I'm going to say it again, www.johnmabibbs.com. You can look up John M. A. Bibbs on Facebook, also on Instagram. You can get me there as well. And all of my music is available on my site. You feel free to go there at any time and click. And be connected to me. You can reach to me straight through that website.
Amen. And before we begin our discussion, Kingdom, you had just heard Oh Bless. So, Pastor Bibbs, please tell us about your music you have written for this episode, Oh Bless and Contemplate.
Oh Bless is what I like to call the anthem of 2021. And it's beginning now. It's the song that's being released at the end of this year. The song, Oh Bless, truly comes from the spirit of that. Anything that you go through, you simply say, Oh Bless. Whatever you find, the Bible scripture says to find yourself in contentment. You just say, you know, I'm content. The Bible says to be content in all things. And yeah. That's what that phrase came from. It was just a phrase I coined while I was preaching. And I would say, Oh Bless, and I turned it into a song. And that song simply means that blessing and favor are all over you. It's yeah. all over you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, blessings and favor will follow you. The song Contemplate comes from my heart. It's a heart song. And so many of preachers, even in this time, I've talked to some preachers the other day that they've given up their ministry because of the pandemic, because they didn't know how to change or move with the tide or even use Facebook, all these different things, and they decided to leave. But that's right. I also was alarmed by the suicide rate that has increased when it comes to those who are in leadership in pastoral churches. And who's leading churches and leading ministries. And that song, Contemplate, simply states that sometimes God, I don't want to stay here. I want to run. I want to hide. But in the end, that song says, I'll stay for you. I'll work for you. I'll continue to do for you more and more. So that's the reasoning behind those songs, that whatever you're doing, like, remember that God is wanting you to just to be more and be the best and put him first.
Amen. And Pastor Bibbs, please tell the kingdom how we may purchase your music once again and how we may support your ministry.
You can actually, if you want to support the ministry, www.repairerschurch.com. You can go there and just be a blessing. If you want to pour in or just come check us out, you can do that. We go live every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Repairers Church. We do it. I'm up preaching. And I'm on Facebook as well as Instagram, also as well as repairerschurch.com. So you feel free to check us out there. And then you can also, like I said, you can find the music on all media outlets. All my songs are available right now. I've just released the first 7, and I have the final 3 that will be released, and we'll be doing amazing project will come to completion. It's going to be awesome.
Amen. Kingdom, Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, YouTube, His Hop Radio every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time. We're on Elations Radio and at PositivePower21.org. Just go there, click on Media Room, click on Let's Talk to the Lord for every episode. We're live at www.kingdominfluencersbroadcast.com every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time. We're on Sensational Sounds Radio every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time, and WFFCDB Lexington, Kentucky every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Please write to us at letstalktothelord@yahoo.com. Please visit our website, letstalktothelordradio.international. Please download our app on your Google App Store on your cell phones under the name Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. On Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International, we have 24/7 music, talk, interviews, news, and more, and the music of Pastor John M.A. Bibbs are in rotation on our station. Kingdom, my latest EP, Remember Now Thy Creator, is available in all digital outlets. Kingdom, you can now ask Alexa to begin Let's Talk Radio International. My latest EP, Lord, Give Me Another Chance, is now available on all digital platforms with gospel recording artist Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd featuring those artists. So please pick up your copy at Amazon or wherever you purchase music. And Kingdom, until next time, may God bless you. And may God keep you living your lives at the foot of the cross under a open heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Better tell them, Dave.
Listen, Lord, can I talk to you for a moment? Something's over chest, how do I approach this? I'm going to come boldly, just like Hebrews told me.
Lord, you know my heart is.
I'm sure you can feel me. I feel like I'm on my own. Just help me, Lord, to be strong.
I can contemplate the feeling that I believe. I just wanna walk away, but Lord, you won't let me. I can contemplate the feeling that I believe. I just wanna walk away, but Lord, you won't let me.
Suffering stuck attached, I thought I saw a scary cat. Looking in the mirror and run from this. Trapped in the problem, Lord, pull me out. I gotta be free from this before it takes me out.
I just don't want to feel alone. I need you, Jesus, to be strong.
I can't contemplate the feeling that I believe. I just want to walk away, but Lord, you won't let.
Gotta get my praise up, stretch till I get that burden touch. Make it effectual till I touch Jesus. No more losing it, I gotta stay on track. Take what the enemy stole and walking my blessings back. I gotta be more for you. I'm gonna do what you want. When you want me to, I gotta be
more.
I gotta be
more for you.
Whatever you want me to do.